For your lines. There you go.
Got it?
Got it? Okay, see. Well, thank you. What's that for?
Well, that's for putting on this play for my dance studio. It's going to bring in a lot of new students. Thank you.
Pshaw, you big bug. Everybody's helping out. Besides, you get more students, you make a little more money. We can go out a little more often.
How about Friday?
I'd love to.
Maybe I'll be out of this costume by then.
Maybe.
Hey, where's the Mad Hatter?
Oh, she's in the bedroom. Laverne!
Oh, you really? Who are you?
The Mad Hatter did not wear fishnet stockings.
Well, that's why he didn't get any action.
You look more like the Mad Hooker.
Shirley told me you were all hands.
You told her that?
Look, I crack her up.
Wasn't that funny?
She laughing or is she crying?
Are you all right?
What's the matter, Cheryl? Girl talk. Girl talk. I got a gas bubble.
Then why don't you just burp?
Not in front of Carmine. I don't want to.
Well, then let's go in the kitchen. I'll fix your bromo, and then you can burp in private.
She's got gas.
Off with her head!
Hey! You look great, Mrs. B.
Oh, thank you.
Queen of Hearts, right?
Yeah.
Hey, the kids are going to love you. Thanks for helping out.
Oh, listen, it's no trouble at all. I just love acting. It's another story with Laverne's father, though.
Frank, come on, get out here.
I'm not going to go out there.
Oh, come on, you chicken.
Come on. Give me a gear.
Hey, let's see you hop. How would you like if I hopped on your face?
Go on, Frank.
How do you walk with things like this?
Oh, come on, quit complaining. You could look a lot worse. Hello.
Boy, you look stupid. Hey, why don't you give me one of your feet for luck?
Hey,
You watch, you break these costumes, you're going to have to pay for them.
That's right. My Uncle Elliot wants these back at his wax museum, and he don't want sweat on his fur.
Thank you. You're going to have to learn how to burp by yourself, you know.
You can't do that.
All right, everyone. All right, places, places. Let's rehearse.
Wait, show me stock, guys. Show me stock. No. Right. This is upstage here. Upstage.
Okay, come on. Upstage. That's right. That's right.
They need a couch. They need a couch.
Laverne, here are your lines. I, of course, have memorized the entire script complete with prop list.
Yeah, well, we got our words written on our skin.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But don't worry, Cheryl. We ain't going to take a bath until after the show.
So, at the bottom.
No. Remember, you're talking to kids here. You're talking to kids.
So, at the bottom of the hole, the rabbit goes through this tiny door, but Fat Alice can't fit. So, she says,
oh, dear, a tiny little door. How will I ever get through this itty-bitty door?
Why don't you try cutting off your head?
Please, all right?
All right.
Laverne, continue.
Well, then, Alice finds a large bottle and says,
oh, a bottle. Marco, drink me. I'll just take a sip from the bottle and see what happens.
What is this stuff?
Milk and Pepsi.
You're off props. Mrs. Babish, will you handle props from now on?
I asked for lemonade, didn't I?
Hey, what time does Tweedledum talk?
Wait, why do you care? I'm Tweedledum, you're Tweedledee.
Now, believe me, I'm dumb. You're the I'm dumb.
Hey, you're both morons. Now, shut up.
What are you talking about? Hey, where does it say Tweedledee moron?
Then Alice says, look how small I am now. I can get through the door. I'll just push it open and go through.
She did it better yesterday.
Come on, Cheryl, stop kidding around. You got a lot of lines to say. Come on, Cheryl, it's no time to be kidding. Uh-oh, this is going to take more than a burp. She's out cold. She fainted.
Oh,
Alice in Wonderland. But the Mad Hatter never wore fishnet stockings.
I wanted her to have the classic look, you know, with the
She has to see a doctor. She's sick.
No.
What's your name?
Shirley Feeney, but I'm not sick.
Here, fill this out. The doctor will be with you in a minute. The rest of you stay in the waiting room.
Shirley, listen, make the best of it. A doctor is always a great catch.
Hey, forget about the catch. Just get better. And don't worry about the play rehearsal. There's only one Alice in Wonderland. Just take care.
Please.
Don't be scared, Cheryl.
We'll be back a little later for a personal sponge bath.
Yeah.
Let's go.
They want me
to
go.
No. I don't want to be left alone.
Don't worry.
Hey. You never push the Mad Hatter. Or else you won't get invited to the tea party.
How you feel?
I feel fine. Why do I have to stay here? I want to go home, huh?
I'm trying to call your mother.
No. Don't call them. They're too far away, and they're just going to worry about me.
Worry? That's what parents are for, to worry. We worry when you're sick. We worry when you're healthy. And when you're sick, we come to the hospital and, you know, try to take care of you so you should be less scared. And we hold your hand sometimes, you know, and let you know how much we care. And even if you're not our real daughter, try to let you know how much we love you. I love you, Shirley.
I love you too, Mr.
You want to wait in the lobby, okay?
Okay.
Call me Pop.
Okay, Pop.
I'll wait outside.
Okay, thank you. Nearest relative, Pop DeFazio.
I promised an orderly I'd meet him in the linen closet. It's nothing, don't worry.
Listen, I'm feeling fine now. Oh, let's go home.
No, no, no. Look, look, we're here already.
We're here already.
I gotta let the doctor look at you, and then you'll know for sure.
Vern, look at all these people waiting to see doctors. I don't want to wait that long. I just
Okay. I'll get the doctor. Just give me a minute, okay? Count to 60.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Come on. Give me a break. Put a couple of Mississippis in there.
One Mississippi. Two Mississippi.
Are you a doctor?
All right, now, don't worry about your nose. You weren't that good-looking when you came in here.
Are you the doctor?
Mad Hatter didn't wear fishnet stockings. But then she didn't have your legs, either.
Thanks. Could you help my friend? She's Alice in Wonderland over there.
I'll get to her as soon as I can.
But she's real sick.
I promise you, I will get to your friend in 1 minute.
Stay put. Stay there. I'm going to get him.
I guess I can see your friend now.
Frank, get yourself up. Here she is. There you are. Look at each other. There you go.
Where does it hurt?
Hurts right here.
Thank you, but it's usually preferable if the patient tells me. Now, where does it hurt?
It hurts right here.
Awesome. Hey, Cheryl, I got a great story.
Ow! Ow!
Take it easy on her, huh? Telling you, Doc, you're going to have to yank the appendix.
You leave the diagnosis to me.
Going to have to yank it. You yank it right out of there. You yank it.
She happens to be right. It is your appendix.
I want a second opinion.
It's your appendix.
I don't want your opinion. I don't need your opinion.
Come on, now, just take it easy. Why don't you just relax now? We're going to take good care of you. Nurse, get her admitted and into a room.
Yes, doctor.
Thanks a lot for seeing the doc. Isn't he nice?
He's a butcher.
He's not going to take anything out you need.
Laverne, listen to me. Listen to me. I promised myself I would remain intact until my wedding night, if you read me.
Girl, guys don't care if you lose your appendix. I know you're scared, but you really ain't got no choice.
That's exactly what they told my Aunt Vera. Huh? That it was just a simple operation. Wart removal. It turned into a nightmare, Laverne.
She died from wart removal?
Worse. She lost all her hair. The woman is bald.
What a wart that must have been.
It was ugly. It was
ugly.
No, listen to me. My Uncle Red left her. She ended up working in the Barnum and Bailey sideshow. She's in the tent next to JoJo the dog-faced boy.
Don't worry. See, she's not alone. She's got company. I hear JoJo's a heck of a guy.
Ow! Ow!
Doctor, she's owing.
We better operate right away. That appendix could rupture at any minute.
Squeeze my hand if it hurts. Squeeze my hand if it hurts.
Whoa!
Ow! 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 She's owing.
Well, I'm all right, really. Don't worry. Oh, come on, get going. Ow! 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 Laverne, please, please, I don't want to do this. I don't want to end up in a freak show.
Don't worry, Cheryl. Don't worry. I'll be waiting here for you. And I'll be praying.
Boy, that must have been some big appendix.
Shirley's roommate.
Oh, yeah? She looks like the mummy from the tomb.
How long? Can't you see that she's sick?
Maybe she's just ugly.
Maybe you're just stupid.
No, that's not it.
Well, they're going to bring Shirley up here right after the operation.
There's been a problem. Shirley Feeney is...
What's the matter?
Well, I'm afraid she's gone. She's gone.
Oh, I did it again. I didn't mean passed away gone. I meant disappeared gone. Sorry.
Sorry.
Don't kill a nurse. It's bad luck.
I'm a little hot.
I never touched it. Boy, you hadn't ought to scare sensitive people like that. You could give them the shingles.
I just don't understand that she just jumped off the operating table and ran.
What's the big deal? She'll turn up sooner or later.
It better be sooner. Her appendix could rupture any minute. Don't worry, we'll find her. Okay, everybody, spread out. Shirley Feeney, report to your room. I gotta deal with. Now, we gotta search this hospital from top to bottom.
Oh, I'll take the top. Oh, so that leaves me with a bottom.
No. You stay here. If Shirley comes by, you grab her. I'll take the bottom. Right. Hello, right.
Take the bottom. So, you come here often? Mother just kicked me right out of the house. The only thing I could do was hit the road. Pretty soon September rolled around and, well, I had to go back home to start third grade. It was just about then that I assaulted my math teacher. Said it was... Excuse me, just a minute.
Everybody, that's who.
I don't want to stop you. Listen, Cheryl, if those doctors carve you up, you're a goner.
Don't I know it? They are going to carve me up over my dead body. Now, would you kindly help me out? Just turn around while I put my
what
dress on.
What the heck
on,
are you
okay?
doing?
I got to get out of here.
No, you put that dress on, and with that wig, they'll spot you in a second.
Oh, wait. Huh. I got to lie down for a minute. All this running around the hospital's made me weak as a baby.
Oh, so now I got to be strong as a daddy, huh? Rock-a-bye, baby, on a treetop. When the baby falls, the cradle is rock. Rock-a-bye, baby, on a treetop. Rock-a-bye.
Stop it.
I was just trying to comfort you.
I know. Oh, Squiggy, what am I going to do? It hurts so much. It hurts so much.
Well, of course it hurts. It's pain. That's what it's supposed to do. Now. Now, listen to me, woman. And listen to me good. When I was a kid, all these doctors, they told me I had the measles.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to take their lousy medicine. And I said, I won't take your lousy medicine. And I wouldn't take their lousy medicine. And I didn't take their lousy medicine.
And what happened?
I got pneumonia. But it only lasted 18 months. And after that, fresh as the daisy.
Well, that's just a terrible story.
Thank you.
That's a horrible story.
Mm-hmm, it is, yeah.
Why are you telling me all this?
Because what I'm telling you is, I wouldn't let them doctors bully me into getting better, and I don't expect that you'd let them bully you into getting better either.
Even if the doctors were right?
Especially if they was right. Look, I know you better than those people. You know, sure, I never told you this, but I've always thought of you as as the female Squiggy.
Let's just keep that to ourselves, okay?
People will talk. I understand.
Yeah,
I
don't want to.
Okay, get me under the bed. You're piling in enough. Get under the bed. Get into the bathroom. Hey, don't worry about it. I'll handle this. I'll cover for you.
Is she down there?
She's in the living locker room.
Oh, come over here. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Gotta come back here.
Yes, Cheryl.
What have we...
Oh, my roommate Laverne is here. Hello,
Squiggy, what are you doing?
Oh, don't flatter me by calling me Squiggy. I'm very sick. Oh, Laverne.
Squiggy, where is Shirley?
I'm Shirley.
I'm ready to have my operation now. Len, go call the doctor.
Right. Doctor!
Real good, Len. Why'd you do that? You had me so scared, I thought I was going to lose the best friend I ever had.
Well, I thought about it, and I figured, you know, if I go bald, I can always wear a wig, right? And besides, this sweet creature helped show me the light. You see, he had the measles and it turned into pneumonia. 18 months.
It's getting delirious. Hurry up and get the doctor.
Doctor!
The doctor's here. Everything is going to be okay.
Everything is going to be okay.
Everything will be just fine. Am I in heaven?
No, you're in the hospital. It's all over. You made it.
Really? I'm okay?
Yeah?
I can't believe it. I'm not okay! I'm bald!
How come she sleeps so much?
Person needs a lot of rest after an operation. Hey, don't worry. She's doing fine.
You know, you do real good work.
Nothing to it. All I had to do was yank the appendix.
You know, I want to thank you a lot, Dr. Lawler.
Call me Kevin.
Kevin. Can I listen again?
Sure.
Thump, thump. Thump, thump. Thump, thump.
You know, Laverne, if you're not busy Tuesday, I thought maybe we could go out.
Thump, 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 thump.
Does that mean yes?
Oh, that was a definite yes.
I need to get something before I can leave here.
You got it.
Wow, that was nice. But what I really needed was...
Now, in front of these people?
No, what I needed was my stethoscope.
Oh, yeah, sure. So embarrassed, I saw it.
Don't be, I liked it. Listen, why don't we move that date up to Monday? You got my heart pounding pretty good, too.
By all rights, that should have been my date.